Budget officials in the city of Seattle delivered some good news yesterday. For the first time since the financial crisis, the city is forecasting a budget surplus. But they say the city still has to be careful about its spending. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
City Finance Director Glenn Lee says it's pretty evident why the city's finances are improving.
As you can imagine, just by looking out the window and seeing the cranes around town, the construction cranes, we are doing reasonably well.
Construction is booming, and that's meant a big boost in sales taxes to the city. The property market is heating up again. Commercial real estate transactions more than doubled last year from the year before. And employers are hiring. The Seattle metropolitan area had more than double the job growth of the rest of the state. Amazon.com was a big contributor to that. Seattle Budget Director Beth Goldberg says the city ended 2012 with a $9 million surplus, and she says the budget looks good going forward.
I am pleased to say, and this is the first time I've been able to say this, the budget is essentially in balance for 2014. Maybe I should repeat that. The budget is in balance essentially for 2014.
Goldberg says some of the surplus will go to the city's rainy day fund. The city drew heavily from the fund during the recession. City officials caution, though, that the economic outlook remains uncertain. Aerospace hiring is beginning to slow, and the federal budget sequester could mean the loss of about 13,000 jobs in the region this year. Goldberg says city departments should still aim to shave another 1% from their budgets, just in case the economy worsens again. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.